Hey guys, welcome to the WC podcast, and in this audio book I'm going to be talking about the different tools you can use to create HTML documents on the Mac specifically. There's a lot of tools on the Mac that are really, really useful. I'm going to start off with Coda. Coda is a all-in-one package where you have an FTP client also available at your fingertips. What you can do is you can create a connection to your FTP server, and then you can even start editing like live on your server. So you can click on a file on your server and just start writing code, and then when you hit save, it'll automatically upload it for you. That's really, really convenient for any quick fixes that you need to do. But the true workflow happens when you actually set up a local storage as well, when you set up a folder on your computer, where you can then point it to all the files on your computer, and then you can point the files to your FTP server. And then what happens is it keeps these folders synced. And then when you make a change to your local file, it'll prompt you to update to your new to your server, the new file. So it's extremely useful. It's extremely handy. It will help you speed up your workflow quite a lot. And another great tool is Espresso. Espresso is really, really pretty. It's really like well coded, and it's really, really fast. For doing HTML CSS work, there's no better tool than Espresso. Now, Coda is good and all, but if you're working with PHP or server side script, Coda is much better than Espresso. But if you're doing HTML CSS, Espresso is perfect because it the tools inside for working with Espresso, like the color coding for the CSS files, the previewing is excellent. You can even use like inspect element within Espresso as you're previewing. So it's also another all-in-one, and you can also connect to your FTP server. These two tools are great, and they're really good at what they do. And if you want to get into coding HTML, PHP, or any kind of web development, these are the two best editors around. Now, you can use Dreamweaver on the Mac, but first of all, Dreamweaver is really expensive, and another thing is it's also quite a bit buggy. I can say that working in Dreamweaver will slow you down a little bit if you compare it to Espresso and Coda. The thing about Espresso and Coda is you need to learn to write your own code. Once you learn to write your own code, you work much, much faster. And Dreamweaver has these tools where you can just click and stuff just comes on. If you want to add an image, you click insert image, stuff comes on. Sometimes you forget that you actually need to learn these things. You actually need to learn these codes. So these tools will kind of force you to learn to write your own code and to keep your code clean. They also do code folding. So when you write a div, when you start a div and end a div, you can even like compress. So you can like expand and contract your code. Espresso does that really well. I think it's also available in Dreamweaver. But Dreamweaver is a great tool on its own, but If you're serious about HTML and CSS and doing web development, I highly recommend that you take a look at Espresso or Coda. They're just great tools. And there's also these things called SVN. If you start working on real projects, you're going to be forced to use SVN. Coda also integrates directly into that, and which makes life very easy. If you're interested in SVN, just drop us an email, and we'll shoot you back an email about what SVN is. SVN is extremely useful when you're developing in a team, when you want to keep track of your project. So anyway, I think that's enough for now, and hopefully you enjoyed that audio boo, and we'll be back next week. See ya.